Isaiah 60. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. A multitude of camels will cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah, all those from Sheba will come. They will bring gold and frankincense and will bear good news of the praises of the Lord. Epiphany and light, they go together like cold cereal and 2% milk. You can't have the first without the second, at least not in my house, you can't. And like cold cereal and milk, epiphany sermons about light are regrettably common and painfully predictable. You can only do so much with a bowl of cold cereal, and apparently you can only do so much with the light metaphor. And so the thing about Isaiah 60 that got my attention was not arise, shine, or even for your light has come. For all the tingly wonder and grandeur that those words should engender, they didn't hook me. It was verse 6 that got me and hasn't let go yet. The arise, shine part I have heard to the point of unhearing numbness. But I don't think I ever really noticed verse 6 before. A multitude of camels shall cover you. What a weird, wonderful image. Let it take shape in your mind. Camels, big, ugly, ungainly, noisy, slow, irritable camels. Camels stretching as far as the eye can see. Camels everywhere. Camels covering the land. Imagine the sound. Imagine the smell. A multitude of camels shall cover you. What a picture. My Western mind delights in the weirdness of the image. It sounds less like a blessing than it does a plague. But of course, Isaiah's real point is what these camels bring and from where they bring it. These caravans of camels are groaning under the burden of the wealth of the nations, the Gentile heathen nations, and their camels carry gold and frankincense, gifts fit for a king, gifts fit for the nation that is basking in the astounding, brilliant light and glory of the king. When the light beams with dazzling radiance, people notice. Everyone has to notice. And they know what to do. They come running with gifts. And so, Gaspar, Melchior, and Balthazar finally put in their belated appearance at the Christmas tableau bearing gifts, myrrh, and gold, and frankincense. And they come, of course, on camels. At least in any creche that's worth displaying, they come on camels. Their mini caravan arrives at the source of the light that summoned them, and they unload their gifts, a fitting foretaste of the camel multitude promised to come, a down payment, or better, a first fruits example for all to follow when the day comes and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. On that day, even a fool will know that the light deserves and demands to be honored. On that day, the nations will load their camels and their 18-wheelers and their rail cars, and they'll bring their gifts to God's chosen one, his Messiah King. And to that king's bride. And the gifts from the nations will be altogether appropriate on that day, as the bride and her groom finally fulfill the long engagement and celebrate at last the much-anticipated marriage feast. What a day. The wedding. The new heavens and the new earth. A remade creation. Multitudes from every tongue and tribe. Happy reunions. Feasting. Celebrating. And camels. Multitudes of camels. Epiphany is all of that. The light shines in stunning splendor. The Messiah is manifest in all of his eschatological resurrection glory. God's people, the chosen nation, thrills and rejoices, and every other nation, the Gentiles, the heathen, stunned by that light, cannot but obey it. Every knee will bow, and every tongue will confess. But in the meantime, in the now of the present, in the today of hope-filled anticipation of the final and full epiphany, today we still delight in the light. The last great epiphany lies ahead, but epiphany is still now. The manifestation of God's glorious, brilliant gospel plan is present reality. The light, the glory of the gospel shines today, here, now. God has visited his people. He's visiting you still. The light of forgiveness, restoration, and righteousness blasts onto and into the lives of God's people, and they delight. And the nations, the unbelievers, those not the people of God, even they come and they find a place. Just like the Magi, they belong in the scene. Once not a part of the people, now they too are the people of God. Gathered at the light, there are no foreigners, no Gentiles. There, all are Israel. All are the nation, the people of God. And it is the light that brings them. It always is. Only the light of the gospel brings them in. Only Christ draws them. And so what then is the business of this gospel-bathed nation? What is the task of this people, washed in the brightness of epiphany glory? What is your purpose as one blessed by the epiphany light? It's easy and obvious. Arise and shine. Make known the light. Proclaim the gospel. And with all due respect and sincere deference to pious and tireless Sunday school teachers everywhere, this gospel light is neither little nor is it mine. I go out into the neighborhood. You go out into the neighborhood. The church goes out with the screaming brilliance of Christ's light. Not a pinprick of light in a world of dark, but a consuming flood of glory light issuing from the heavens. The light is not your own. It is Christ's. Shines on you, and that radiant reality cannot be concealed. That's the way of the church. That's the purpose of its people. Authentic, faithful, forgiven lives lived in the brilliance of Christ. That's what dispels the darkness. That's what draws the nations. There is then something profoundly wrong-headed, perverse, even obscene, about schemes intended to lure the nations into the church. The church must not ever trade in the dollars of darkness. Christ's gospel is not another product to be marketed, or one potential option for happiness to be pimped for prostitution. The gospel does not need to be dressed up, remade, disguised, revamped, updated, or repackaged. It simply needs to be preached. It simply needs to be lived. When the gospel shines on and in God's people, it gets noticed. It cannot be ignored. Christ's light is never little. It always shines full blast and all out. It shines today, and as always, the people of God stand, drop-jawed, utterly stunned at the unyielding, piercing, revealing reality of that light, and overwhelmed by the wonder of its warmth, security, and comfort. Christ claims his own, forgiven, redeemed. They revel in his dazzling light, and the nations, they notice. They can't help but notice. They hear and they see the gospel shining in the midst of God's people. It's Epiphany. The light has come. Arise and shine, people. Shine with the huge brilliance of Christ's gospel reality. Oh, and be on the lookout for camels. They are on the way, you know. Amen.